My first recollection of life. I don't know how old I was, but I noticed the thing between my legs had changed. It was very sore when I touched it. That was when I was circumcised. I don't know how old I was, but I was very young. I grew up with about a 2-acre garden next door to my house, and my uncle lived on the other side of that house. And his father had a farm of about 5 acres, and that was about a mile away. And we used to have a big garden over there, too. So, we grew all our own vegetables. And the old farm was, I really grew up there. We didn't have irrigation back then. Every spring, Dad would pound a well down, and we had a hand pump out there and buckets. That's what I did every day, was we'd go out there and my brother would pump and fill the 2 buckets, and I'd run out there and dump them on a plant and run back, and, it was hard work. My father was big on Gravely tractors, and he had several of them, and that's what tended the farm. My parents were heavy drinkers, and they belonged to every club, the DAV, the VFW, the Moose, the Eagles. And every week they had a meeting, and of course it was a drinking meeting. And on Friday nights, they had to go make the rounds to the clubs, and on Saturday nights. And sometimes they'd even have people over at our house, like on Friday nights or Saturday nights, to play poker. Yeah, I used to go get my dad the beers and everybody else the beers, and I had a little shot glass there. And every time I got a round of beers for everybody out of the refrigerator, they'd pour me a little shot of beer. I remember even passing out before, not really knowing alcohol was bad for you. That's just what I had to do. When I was 5 years old, all of a sudden my mother packed our bags, and I and my mother went on a long bus ride on Greyhound bus. We went to Texas, and that was where her brothers were. In Texas, we were staying with my Uncle Jack and Aunt Olive, and I kept hearing voices in the wall. And they kept telling me I was crazy. They actually used the word crazy, and then I figured it out. There was an addition to the house, and I found out if you go through that door, that was where I found a parrot. I knew when I seen that parrot that I was not crazy, because I knew animals could talk. Throughout my life, I always talked to the animals, and my mother always told me animals cannot talk back. Well, now I put everybody down. Everybody was a liar to me, because I found an animal that could talk to me. I've been a parrot lover ever since, and I own 2 of them to this day. Well, anyway, after spending the summer riding Greyhound buses, we finally came back home, and Mom never drank anymore. She got hooked on religion, and of course, I had to be drugged into the Catholic Church. Well, I never really liked being a Catholic or anything, any other kind of religion, to tell you the truth. I went, and that was just it. Throughout my life in school, I always had a problem with reading and writing and spelling. And it got to be a real big problem, because when I read something, I get hung up on a word, and I cannot proceed until I get that word in my head. And it was a real, real big thing for me. When I was started the fifth grade, they put me into special education. Well, I was probably the smartest kid in special education. I was in there with several retarded children and some Downs children. I never knew the word Downs before. It was just kids that looked alike. But that's where I spent my 5th grade at. And very same year, my mother was heavy into the Catholic Church. And after the school year, they got me prepared to go to Catholic school. Well, my first day at Catholic school, they made me repeat the fifth grade over again. I didn't like that because I was the biggest kid in fifth grade. And it was a very small Catholic school, and it was run by nuns. And very strict. And I had to ride the city bus. It was about 2 miles from my house was a city bus stop. And I had to ride that every day to school and back from school. And then, of course, walk home from the bus stop. And, you know, in the wintertime in Michigan, I hated it. I just hated it. I never had any friends after going to the Catholic school because they were spread out all over my town. To go back a bit, when I was about 8 years old, I started Little League, and I was put on a brand new team. It was called Rybeki Sunoco. The first year, we never won a game. We lost them all. The second year, we got a little better, and the third year, a little better. But on my when I was 12, the last year that I played Little League, Rybeki Sunoco never lost a game. I was the catcher. I was probably pretty good at that. Average hitter. I don't think I ever hit a home run. You know, I was small for my size, age, and that was. I loved baseball, and no other sports I really liked. Football was too tough for me. You know, people kept hurting me, and I just didn't like that. And I hated basketball because gym shorts just never fit me. You know, my skinny little legs just didn't look right in them basketball shorts. When I was still in public school before the Catholic school, I think I was in the fourth grade, I was brought into the early band, and my parents bought me a cornet. And I really enjoyed band because it was just fun. And when I went to the Catholic school, there was only 3 kids that played a musical instrument. And, you know, 1 hour a week, they sent us down to the cafeteria. And this is where we had our little music lesson. Well, I just absolutely hated it. It wasn't anything like band. It was just you go in there and blow a few notes. And that was it. And really, that was the end of my cornet playing. The last summer that I was home, I remember seeing a lot of doctors that were far away places. I never knew why. They always kept asking me questions and making me take tests and just a bunch of mental things that I had no concept of at the time. Had I known that it was going to forever change my life, maybe I would have reacted differently, but I seemed to have went along with everything. And also growing up in life, I was one of these kids that always asked why. I think it was after I found out that they all lied to me about animals talking, I never believed anybody anymore. When people told me something, I always asked them why. And it got quite annoying. I remember one fellow telling my father once, that I was a very inquisitive kid. I never understood the word inquisitive till much later on in my life. But yeah, I probably was inquisitive. My brother, which is 7 years older than I am, and we live next door to my aunt and uncle, and their son, Bill, he was the same age as my brother, so they hung around together all the time. They always hated me because I was that little kid they always had to watch. One time when I was very young, probably 7, 8 years old, they had some firecrackers and we was playing in the woods, and they lit a firecracker and stuck it down in this hole, and they called me over there and they lit it and they took off running. Well, it blew up. I didn't know it, but it was a bee's nest that was in the ground, and I got stung by hundreds of bees and had to go to the hospital, and Now I'm allergic to bees. If I get stung by a bee, it's the worst thing that could happen to me, I guess. Remember one time my brother, he had this high-powered BB gun. He had put two springs in it, so it had a lot of power. And him and my cousin, they were going to go out in the woods and go shooting something. And I just had to go. And they kept yelling at me, "You stay out of here. You get back home." Well, I kept following them. Well, my brother shot me. And my mom had to dig the bullet out of me, or the BB out of me. And my brother got the BB gun taken away and punished. And that was it for the BB gun. My brother first learned how to drive. We was at the farm one day, and my dad needed some gas for one of the tractors, so my cousin and my brother jumped in my dad's truck, and the gas station was, you know, a mile or so away, and I got in the back of the truck, and my brother was flying down the road, and somehow he went on the opposite side of the road and into the ditch, and threw me out of the back of it like a rock out of a slingshot. And I had spent several days in the hospital, and ever since then I've had spinal problems, and backaches nearly kill me nowadays. I think it all relates to that one accident. My father was very resourceful, and he took that smashed up 1951 Ford pickup. It was a heavy duty 3/4 ton, and he shortened the frame on it and filled the back full of cement and made himself a homemade snow plow on the front of it. And he kept, you know, our yard and the neighbor's yard and my uncle's yard and a few other people's always plowed out in the wintertime. And so that truck came into good use. The old man called it his doodle bug. I grew up with a dog in my house. The dog always slept with me, and I always had this special knack with animals. I've never been really much of a hunter, because I just hate the idea of killing animals. And I'm the guy that can go just about anywhere, and an animal will come up to me. Even when I was a child, it was that way. We had wildcats in the barn, and I was the only one that could go in there and actually pick them up, and they would come to me because they knew that I always had something for them. Ma had an old goose. I was the only one besides my ma could walk up to it and pet it on the head, and I'd talk to it and talk to it. And I just had this natural animal thing. I should have been a veterinarian or something in my life. I just never pursued it. I never really could pursue too much of anything with my reading and spelling problems. The last Christmas I stayed home, I knew something was up. I didn't get many presents. I got clothes. But I knew something was going to happen. I just did not know what. Parents always talk quietly. When I'd come in the room, they wouldn't talk at all. And then I remember that one morning, it was before daylight, when I was awakened and my suitcase was packed. And my dad, he didn't go to work that day. And my dad was the kind of guy that never took a day off. And so that was very interesting, to say the least. And then we took the long drive.